Talk Radio.
Hello, welcome to the ERC Dirt Racing Roundup Show. I'm your host, Mike Butta. Got an action-packed, hopefully, show tonight. Guest, this guy that's been around a lot of motorsports racing, a lot of facilities, seen a lot of racing. I'm not going to go into too much detail until I have him on the phone.
Guy, this is Randy Lewis calling.
Randy, how you doing? Mike Butcher from ERC Dirt Racing Roundup Show. How you doing?
Very well. How are you tonight?
Not too bad. I'm in Florida, so the weather's good here.
Randy,
explain to the listeners exactly who you are and what you do, and we'll go from there.
Yeah, that sounds good. I'm what's called a track chaser, and my hobby in racing right now is going to tracks all over the United States as well as all over the country. And to date, I've seen 1,725 different racetracks racing at every one of those tracks in a total of 56 different countries. And I started this hobby a while ago. I really started out as a racing fan, and then I began to travel a little bit and decided that I sort of going to a new track for the first time, maybe more so than a track for the 10th time, and it just kind of got out of hand, and now I do this probably 30, 40 weekends or more every year. I travel about 250,000 miles a year doing this, and because I live in Southern California, I would say every trip averages between 6,000 and 8,000 miles for each of the 30 or 40 trips that I'll do in a year.
Wow. So is there, my next question would be, is there a lot of facilities and tracks that you haven't seen yet, or have you pretty much covered both ends of the earth when it comes to tracks?
Well, I think it's definitely narrowing down. Probably some of your listeners, or maybe a lot of them, are familiar with the National Speedway Directory. I think I've seen all but about 100 tracks in the entire directory, and I'm talking about road courses and ovals. I don't really go much to drag strips, but of all the road courses and ovals in that directory, I've seen all but about 100. And in track chasing, we also have a number of other tracks that are not what you would call sort of weekly programs. A lot of these races are at county fairs with figure eights or enduros, that kind of thing.
Right.
I'm getting down to the short stroke, sort of.
Now, do you have a preference, or are you just like going in general? Is there a favorite kind of track or favorite kind of a class or anything that you like, or you just pretty much like to be at a new track?
Well, my hobby is about seeing racing at new tracks, but I really like seeing racing on dirt ovals. A quarter-mile high-banked dirt oval is my favorite. I'm originally from the Peoria, Illinois area, and they've got a track out there, the Peoria Speedway, which is exactly the kind of track I like to see racing on. Big fan of late models, dirt modifieds. For a long time, Ascot Park was my home track out here in California, and they ran probably the best program of wingless sprints that anybody has done. I'm not much of a fan of wing sprints, although I've probably seen Steve Kinzer win maybe 50 World of Outlaw races in my time. Mainly late models and dirt modifieds. I like midgets. They're a lot of fun, and I prefer dirt old.
Now, I noticed I've viewed several of your videos, and we'll get into that here in a minute, but I noticed one of the tracks that you visited, they actually, I don't know what they call it, but it's like they actually do off-roading and almost like an oval shape, and they don't have high-dollar cars. It's like a short course, I want to say road course, but it's like, is that something big out west, or?
Yeah, actually they call it stadium off-road racing, and what they've done is they've taken off-road racing, which is really big out in the west or the desert and so forth, and some of the desert off-road racing will be on courses that are maybe 50 miles in distance.
Right.
And so once they leave your little area, you don't see them
they might make maybe four passes of around that circuit for maybe 200 miles in total. But what they've come up with is the idea of putting these trucks and dune buggies, that kind of stuff, on a course that's got a lot of jumps to it, and everything can be seen from the grandstand. They do this in Southern California, Las Vegas. I've seen it in Dallas and a few other places. It's really exciting. And a lot of times the trucks are jumping probably, I don't know, 75 yards in the air. So it's a really exciting program, and they get pretty good fields of cars, and they make it very entertaining.
Well, the one I was watching was kind of like, I want to say it's not the stadium, full-blown stadium trucks. It was like your local SUVs, knock the windows out, pickup trucks that were pretty much off the street. And I've even seen front-wheel drive four-cylinders that were going over little whoops, and it was like, man, this is something kind of neat here. I mean, you don't see anything like that over here on the East Coast too much.
You know, the amount of racing that they have at county fairs, I think maybe what you're talking about is a race I saw up in Minnesota where it is on kind of a little oval with jumps in it, and like you say, SUVs and pickup trucks and that kind of stuff. I mean, a lot of the racing now is getting pretty popular, especially for the competitors, are types of races where it doesn't cost a lot of money to race. Right. Nowadays, people don't have a lot of money to spend on late models and have a $30,000 or $40,000 car racing for $700 to win. So these county fairs have jumped onto this. They do a little figure eight racing. They do some of this enduro racing. And that's all kind of an outcome of the downfall or the decreasing of interest, I guess, for demo derbies. Demo derbies, the cars pretty much race one time in their history. And so now the fair promoters have decided, gee, I can bring these figure eight cars in or enduro cars in, and these people can race many, many races rather than just one race like a demo derby car would be doing.
Right. Now, that leads me to my next question to you. You've definitely covered a lot of areas of racing. You've pretty much been all over the whole globe. In the last year or two, have you seen a big downturn when it comes to local racing? I mean, is it a sport that's really, really dying, or is it basically a product of the economy and the downturn of the economy, or... Well, what is your thoughts as far as the local racing as a whole?
Well, my opinion would be that the economy is hurting racing a lot. And, you know, the people who are racing,